Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope your month of April is going well. Can you believe it? We're already into April. That's great. We've got the replay of Sunday night's live BOGP call-in show. I was flying solo, but it was no problem at all because our callers came in clutch. And we talked about the new buses coming to Walt Disney World. They're going to be more accessible for those folks in ECVs and wheelchairs. We also got some great calls about planning vacations to Walt Disney World this summer. You know, having some little ones for the very first time, staying over at All Star Music. A guest calling in from Alabama, taking three teenage boys. They got to have two bathrooms, right? So we're talking about that because you need options there. If you're going to go down, you got to have space for the kids. And many other calls. We even talked about a hidden queue. Is it still there at Walt Disney World, or was Brandon just kind of having a fever dream? And I think it's still there. You can maybe help us out. Did you see this queue? Is it still there? Let us know. We have this and much more fun Disney talk coming your way right now. Don't forget our show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney Vacation. For no additional cost to you. Check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click really does support everything we do. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys are our all-stars. You make this show happen. You can do that as well. Just $5 a month gets you our bonus show. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over. Be a patron today. Over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line for Sunday night, March 31st, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Rallman. From BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. That's right. It's Easter night. It's been Easter weekend. And I am not the Easter bunny, but I've been eating all the Easter candy all day long, as well as the Easter ham, the deviled eggs, the mashed potatoes, and we even had some Easter honey-baked ham turkey. And it was awesome. Hope you're having a great Easter weekend with your friends and family. And we are getting ready to talk some Disney here for the next hour. So thanks for hanging out. We're going to have a good time. Thanks to the house band there for playing us in. And we're going to have a good time here talking Disney for the next hour at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Everybody's got to have that area code memorized because it is your favorite. We broadcast out of Orlando, Florida. Just kidding. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. If you're listening live, if you're listening on the feed on Thursday, it's long gone. We've had April Fool's Day, so too bad. But we paid extra to get that area code. And actually, we paid extra to get the last four numbers because if you look at it, it's WDW5. But we've been doing this so long, nobody uses the letters anymore at the end of a phone. Nobody even looks at their phone anymore to see what the letters go with. But yeah, back in the day, it was 407. 413-WDW5. We thought that was cool a long time ago. But anyway, we're having some fun talking Disney. Scotty G is not joining me tonight because, if you've joined us the past 10 days or so over in the Be Our Guest Podcast Clubhouse, which is our fun place that we've had over the past month, man, we're having a good time over there. It's our Discord server, which when I describe it to folks, it's a combination between a live chat room and the old V bulletin boards. It's a place where we're just hanging out as listeners of the podcast, continuing the shows. When people have comments about the shows, we're talking about it there. When folks have trip planning questions, we're helping each other plan better vacations. When folks are talking about just things going on with their lives. Today, we talked about what we give our kids in their Easter baskets. We talked about what we're having for Easter lunch. We talk about our sports over there. But it's mostly Disney. We have a Disneyland board. We have a Walt Disney World board. We have cruising boards. We have Run Disney sections. It is just so much fun. So if you haven't dropped over there, we need you there because I'm telling you what, I'm invested and it's so much fun. Like right now we have 20 people over there just hanging out and having a good time. So just go to beourguestpodcast.com/Discord. And I promise you, you will have, I'll welcome you right there. I'll give you a wave. I'll say welcome to the clubhouse and we'll have a good time from there. So come on over. We'll have a good time in the Discord. And also shout out, as I was watching basketball, and I've watched a ton of basketball over the past week because Paige is home for Easter. And of course she works in college basketball. I was sitting there watching the game this afternoon and lo and behold, I'm watching the Tennessee. Who are they playing? Because they lost. Tennessee lost to, who did they lose to? Oh my gosh, I was invested. Anyway, I wanted Tennessee, or Purdue. And I'm sitting there watching the game with Paige. We're watching towards the end of the game. And I look up and there's Mary Jo Collins on TV, big as anything in my living room. She's a listener of the show. She's been a friend of mine forever down. She's a diehard Vols fan. She's worked in the program back in the days when she, you know, when she went to the University of Tennessee. She works down in Walgreens down in Knoxville, and she has her lucky shoe that's autographed by the team, and she's heavily invested in the program. But it's so funny when you're sitting there watching a game and you look up, and I was trying to explain to all of my family, because my family's all over for Easter, my in-laws and so forth. I was like, I know her. She's a friend of us on the podcast. I've had her on the show many times. I've run races with her. And it was so funny because, you know, you're sitting there watching the game casually. Like she's, you know, they show those devastated crowd shots because their team was losing and it was pretty much inevitable that they were not going to win. And poor Mary Jo, she had a shoe in her face that was autographed. So that's probably why they went to her. But shout out Mary Jo, your Vols played well. Now it's all on the Alabama Crimson Tide to bring it home for the SEC, which is probably going to be a tough task because they got to go against Connecticut next week, and they're pretty good. So anyway, no basketball talk. We're going to talk Disney. So I have a couple stories that we could talk about. I wanted to get your thoughts on this and see what you thought. If you have any solutions to this, and again, I'm going to need your calls tonight because I'm going to, you know, knock this off before an hour if we don't get calls, because I can't talk for 60 minutes tonight. But this past week, Disney debuted some new buses. It was a fleet of about 90 new buses with these cool wraps. I mean, Disney's really getting good with these wraps. These buses are pretty. I mean, they look nice, different themes. You know, they have themed to different movies, different IPs, and so forth. They're very unique looking, very Disney. First of all, here's my question to you with those. Do you like the wrapped buses, or do you prefer, are you a traditionalist where you like the old Disney transport look where everything is kind of clean and it just like the white buses where everything just kind of looks clean and nice? I got to close the Discord or you're going to keep hearing that sound. Sorry about that. Do you like the old, you know, clean look of the Disney transport days? Because I don't know what I like. I do like the transport days. I like the way those buses look. So I'm kind of there, but I kind of like the new buses too. But also, here's my other question. And we have a caller. So caller, hang tight, caller. I got you on the line, but hang tight. Here's my first question of the night. These buses have been designed in a fashion, and I don't know exactly how this is going to work because I haven't seen them in action yet, but designed in a fashion where they're meant to be accessibility forward. So they're meant to be built in a way to make loading and unloading of folks that are in wheelchairs and so forth that have mobility challenges easier to access these buses. Now, I think that is a win. That is such a great thing. Now, here's my question to you as a podcast audience, because I think this is one of those things that everybody gets frustrated with when you ride a bus, right? Is that when we're waiting for a bus, you see somebody that needs to get on the bus that's in a, you know, in an ECV or in a wheelchair and so forth. It just takes time. And all of it, we're always in a hurry, right? You always want to get back to your room at the end of the night. You want to get to a park in the morning faster. We all just want to get there quicker. We just want to eliminate the bus ride, make it as short as possible. What is the solution to that? Did you ever come up in your mind with, because it's frustrating for everybody, right? I mean, it's just as frustrating for the family of the person in the ECV. I'm sure it's super frustrating for the person in the ECV, in the wheelchair. It's really frustrating for everybody. And I've thought about this for a decade. Like, what is the perfect solution? Is there a better solution? I just wonder if people have come up with something that is more efficient, that is a better solution for you know, getting this system to work out with folks that are, that have mobility challenges to get to the parks in an equitable and creative way to get to the parks, because, you know, there's always a better way to do something. Maybe, I mean, maybe we just haven't thought of it yet. Maybe this is the best way. I don't know, but I'd like to hear if you have thoughts on that. It might be a fun topic tonight. So we have our first call of the night. So who's joining us? Thanks for being patient. I just want to get that out there to talk about tonight. What do you got?
Hey, this is Donnelly in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, ho, Roll Tide. What's going on? Thanks for calling in.
Roll Tide. Yeah, it's very exciting down here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, super exciting. I'm not even really into basketball, but still, it's exciting.
Exactly.
So I have a question, not related to what you were just talking about with the ECVs and the buses. So just today at Easter, my sister-in-law and I were talking about maybe doing a trip, and we would have two of us, so two adults and then three teenage boys. And I'm starting to look for rooms, and I'm trying to remember which resorts have split bathrooms without having to go up a level to a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom villa or anything, but just like at, I know at Polynesian, I think a deluxe studio has a maybe two showers or two sinks and stuff. I'm just trying to look for options, but I'm not sure how to search for that. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, you're looking for Animal Kingdom Lodge. Kidani has, I think the deluxe studio has two bathrooms. Yeah, there's not many though. I mean, are you looking for a deluxe hotel? Okay. I mean, honestly, with like teenagers, I might just go like two value rooms or like two moderates.
Yeah, that gives you every
resort. You know, it just opens up like every possibility rather than saying you're constrained to two. You know, then you're then you have no constraints at all.
Yeah, that was an option. That's what I was kind of thinking about. Would that be better? Or even a, what is it, the family suite at Art of Animation?
Or Music has one too. Music isn't bad, and that's a little bit cheaper.
Okay. Well, it'd be nice to be on the Skyliner. I'm trying to think of all the different perks.
See, you're thinking of the Skyliner, and so now that you're thinking that, what I would do is book the family suite, because if you were at Music, you'd say, here's the thing I tell people, that's already in your mind, right? So if you were at Music at this point, you'd say, I wish I would have paid that extra $50 a night to be on the Skyliner. It would be totally worth it at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because you've already thought of that.
Or maybe two rooms at Caribbean Beach.
Or two rooms at Pop Century.
Two rooms at Pop Century. Okay. So there are more options, more things to think about.
Yeah. The thing is with teenage boys, because they don't care. You know what I'm saying? A bed's a bed's a bed. And, you know, you got pools that are nice and they don't care as long as there's a pool. And if they want to swim, they're not going to care. You know what I'm saying? Like, a pool's a pool to it. I mean, honestly, I think most teenage boys, a pool's a pool. As long as I can get in there and you know, horse around and have a good time. I mean, but the themes are fun, especially I think the boys like Pop Century. I don't know.
Yeah. And I would just rather not completely share a bathroom.
I hear you. The boys. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't want you to.
Yeah. Thank you. No. I have one and my sister-in-law has two. So we were thinking about doing just a girls trip, the two of us, but then we thought, well, maybe we should just bring the kids too. So,
Well, I think you just need to leave them home and, you know, just that'd solve the problem. But, you know, what you got to do.
That's what my husband said. Just leave them here.
I mean, you could have a big, like, you know, it's like the big night. You go out to I don't know, Applebee's or something one night, and you're okay. At the end of the night, we're flipping a coin. You know, if heads you go, tails you don't, and this is how it's gonna be. We're just gonna leave it to fate. It's how it's gonna be. And just get a loaded coin.
That may happen. Yeah. Well, the two other kids have never been to Disney.
They need to go.
My sister-in-law, I think she would feel guilty if she went and they didn't go. And
that's true.
I don't know.
I still feel guilty when I don't bring my kids. I mean, and you know, they've been a bunch of times and I go down for work and I still like, the thing is, like when you see other, like I see dads and daughters, because I have daughters, I don't have sons, but you know, and I'm likely on the other side of things. Like, right, when I go, I have a wife and two daughters, one that's 26, I can't remember. The other was 16. So like, I don't even hardly ever get a shot at the bathroom. Like I always end up like in the lobby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's like, I don't even get a sniff of the bathroom half the time. So you have the right questions because you need to think about this. You're preemptively smart about all this, but the thing is, besides it being gross with teenage boys, but the thing is, like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you're totally thinking about the right questions, because everybody will have a better experience by thinking ahead and having that room. But you do, if you didn't take the kids, you'd be running into seeing, oh, but look at this, you know, they're having a good time with their sons, and yeah, you'd feel guilty, 100%.
Yeah, I've been on a few solo trips by just me, of course, into solo, and I didn't feel guilty. I felt pretty bad about the whole thing.
Don't admit it. I mean, even if you do, don't admit it. No, just kidding.
I mean, you know, it was great.
Absolutely, it is. 95% of the time, it is awesome.
You know, enjoy it.
Yeah, you feel guilty. I mean, I'll be honest, I feel guilty, but then I'm like, yeah, I'm over it. Okay, it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Parents all need some kind of treat.
Hey, absolutely. We had a house full of family today, so I'm glad I'm here in the studio with the door closed and just talking into the microphone, so it's fun.
Totally. Well, okay, Mike, thank you so much. It was good to talk to you. I know I've asked questions before, I've emailed in questions, and I listened to the podcast, and so it's exciting to actually be on the live show for once.
Hey, well, don't be a stranger, and good luck to the Tide next weekend. Maybe they'll have another natty in a different sport by a couple weeks.
Yes, so exciting. Roll
All right.
Tide.
You take care, Roll Tide, and I'll talk to you soon. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All righty, 407-413-9395. Great question, because she's thinking ahead, because you know what? I know that we're all always thinking about how can we maximize our value of our Disney trips, right? We want to save as much money as possible. And sometimes we're all about thinking about how can we cram as many people into one room and save that dollar. And we know, we've been doing this show for 16 years now, that I am the cheapest Disney fan on earth. But Pam Forrester has talked about this so many times on the show about value and it's value and price. And having a little space and two bathrooms with three teenage boys is going to significantly make the experience during the vacation better. Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, it goes the other way with girls, too. I mean, like I said, you know, if you have like two teenage daughters, three teenage girls going on a trip, I'm telling you what, like if you're the dad, honest to God, you're never going to get in the bathroom because they're going to be primping their hair and like, it just doesn't happen. And this is like why on a cruise, you want to book a split bathroom. You have to, I shouldn't say you want to, you have to book one of the staterooms that has a split bathroom. So you don't want to book a standard inside stateroom. You want to book a deluxe inside stateroom because that's the difference between standard and deluxe inside staterooms is a split bath. The split bath will have the toilet in the one half with the door and the sink in the getting ready area in the other half. And that is a huge godsend. I mean, that's nice. And it's not that much more, but it's convenient. But I'll tell you what, on a cruise, I still end up taking my shower many times down in the rainforest room because I'm never getting in there. It's crazy. So shout out to Lonnie. I haven't seen Lonnie in a while. Hope you're doing great. Happy Easter to you, buddy. Love seeing your posts on Instagram this morning. Very, just great seeing that. Also, Brandon up in New Hampshire. Thanks, Chris. Also, your great post today on social media. Appreciated that down in Tuscaloosa or down in Alabama. No, you're not in Tuscaloosa, but you're in Bama. Isabel up in Washington State. Great seeing you tonight. Scott as well. Peter. So many great friends here on social media. Awesome seeing you here in the chat. So thanks for being here. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. What solutions do we have to help people with the mobility issues and the buses specifically? Because think about it. Disney addressed this with the Skyliner, and I think they did it beautifully, right? Think about it. I wonder how these meetings go, right? I don't know. This is why, and I've talked about this on the podcast many times for myself, why I love Walt Disney World, because I love the mechanics of Walt Disney World, how Walt Disney World functions. But the Skyliner, we got our next call. Hang on just one second. But the Skyliner functions where, if you notice, I don't know if you listen to the show, you know, a bucket will actually pull itself off the line when somebody needs to get in that's on a ECV or a wheelchair. They have a bucket that pulls itself off the line, so that person has ample time to load. No stress, no fuss. They get in. It's a little bit, you know, it works out great. And then when they're in, they're loaded. It just comes right back on the line and they're gone. It's great. It's so smart. What do we need to do with the buses? And these buses are supposed to be improved. I wonder what's changed. What do you think's changed? Have you seen them? That'd be great. All right, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Hey, this is Ryan from Tennessee.
Hey, Ryan. Oh, man. This is the other side of the story. Sorry about that if you're a Vols fan today. They played a valiant game, man. You can't defend 8-6. You know what I'm saying? That's just a tough one.
I tell you what. I knew it was over pretty quick when all of our shots were contested twos and theirs were fouls at the rim. So
when the cat cuts down the net without even stepping on the ladder, that's an issue. I was like, what's going on? But anyway,
I actually said that to my buddy. I was like, I don't even know how you defend someone who can grab the rim with flat feet on the floor.
That's why I said dude walks off the court and he's got a duck and not hit his head on the backboard. So there's a problem with that.
Yeah. I guess there's oh man.
Anyway,
it was a good year.
It was. You guys played well. You guys you know, won the SEC regular season and did well for the conference.
Yeah. So, well, I figured I'd just call in. Looked like you wouldn't mind a call. So,
oh, I love it.
And I know that since 2025 cruise dates have come available, I think if I'm right, and I was listening, that you mentioned that 2025 might be the next time that you do a podcast cruise. And so I know you can't announce anything, but theoretically, is that potentially a possibility?
Yeah. I mean, we've always done it in the odd years. We've ever since 2011, I think was the first one. So we've done it every odd year. And so we're working on a date. The problem is like Pam Forrester has been super busy. Scott went on vacation. Ricky's got a couple of, you know, she's got variables now because it's the first time she's had a kid. So we are crunching behind the scenes, trying to find a date that works for all of us. And my daughter is a varsity cheerleader. The problem is Scott's daughter is a senior next year. So we're trying to work around, we're looking at all these schedules, but we're trying to find forward where we'll have a week off. Cause the thing is we can only go like a certain couple of weeks. And so we're trying to decide between, we're down to like two or three itineraries that we can probably do. And so we're trying to decide. But it would be in the early, it'd probably be in July is what we're down to, just so people know. July of 25.
So it kind of sounds like you're going to be making an announcement fairly quickly if you're down to one or two itineraries.
Then, yeah, right? We'd have to. Yeah, because the thing is, we want to get it as soon as we can because, you know, the prices. Yeah. The thing is, by now, though, here's the thing, because I had an email about this from a listener earlier this week. You know, like you need to make the call like ASAP because the prices just go up. But the thing is, the price is like kind of stabilized after the first week or two. I mean, they don't jump like the surge has happened. You know what I'm saying? Like now that, you know, it's like, that's a good one, especially after the day you've had. You're on your game. I'll give you that. No, but, you know, it's like one of those things, like it jumps because the ship like immediately starts filling the first week. Right. But then it kind of flatlines after that and then super slow climb. So that's why we don't want to make a hasty decision, because the thing is, once we make the call, we cannot change it. And like, you know, I have to commit and, you know, I have to with like Mallory, she can only go like 1 week and the whole family wants to go, obviously. And it's just, it's a commitment because she'll be a senior varsity cheerleader. And that's like a huge deal. And, you know, stuff like, you know, Scott's daughters in high school and all that stuff. It's it used to be easier when they were six, but they're not anymore.
In lots of ways, I'm sure.
Well, this is the last time too, just for the record, that we have to even sail in the summer. After this year, my wife will be retired. Mallory, I don't have any kids in school. So the next podcast cruise could be like any time of the year. So just heads up on that. which will be nice because we could probably get a cheaper cruise and do something way different.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
So, yeah.
So what do you guys tell me about it, though, on the podcast cruise? Like, I know you get together with everybody that probably signs up through you guys, or, you know, obviously. But is it like what's some special things you guys kind of do on those?
So typically, now this last one was a little bit different on the Wish because the ship was new and we didn't. Every other podcast cruise, we've had like a podcast recording in the adult area. So on the Fantasy, we did a show in the Tube, and on the Dream, we did one in Evolution, which is the adult area. We did one, you know, we've always done a show on the ship. The Magic or the Wish, we couldn't because they're having some kind of issues with their venue. And also they were kind of coming off the COVID protocols too. When we were trying to schedule it, they were kind of jumpy. But we always have like meetings on Castaway Key. We run people want to run the 5K, run it together. We do trivias together. We just have all these meetups throughout the cruise together. We have late night socials, like with ice cream, and it's just, you know, four or five times throughout the day, we have various meetups where people get together and do things. You can come to as much as you want or not. We all dine on the same rotation. We're in the same part of the restaurants. And like you sit at the tables with other listeners, or, you know, if you have your own family, you can sit with your own family, or you can sit with the listeners. Doesn't matter. But it's just really fun because, you know, you run into other people, and we have all these like scavenger hunts, and it's a good time. We have a blast.
Yeah. You get built in friends for the cruise.
Absolutely. Cause cruises are more fun. Cause like when you're going to a trivia and you got like 50 of you, it's kind of competitive within our group, but you're also like in there with other people and you're trying to beat everybody else too. So. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, at least you are, right?
I'm always competitive, man. I hate losing.
I was going to say, do you know anybody who has done the Wild Africa Trek?
A lot of our listeners have. I have not, but somebody over on the Discord, somebody posted a bunch of pictures just last week on that. I don't have the Discord open because when people post, it makes a sound and it goes boop. And so it was doing that a second ago. But if you check it out,
I've been trying to get on the Discord. So apparently I signed up on it at one point because
is it not working
or something else? And I go to sign in and I can't remember my password, whatever it was. And it says that I have to have a backup code to sign in, and I definitely don't have that. So what I probably have to do is just create another account, but I need to go over there. But
yeah, just make a new account.
Like the first thing I've ever. Yeah, I just need to make a new account because I guess I set up an authenticator app for it too at some point because that's the first thing they ask for, and none of my authenticator apps are linked to it. So, but sounds like fun for sure.
Yeah, it's popping. I mean, the thing was like, it was, you know, we weren't using it for a couple of years. And then, you know, everybody kind of scattered to the wind over the past couple of years. We used to use the social media. Well, back in the day, we used to have the V bulletin boards, kind of like Diz boards had back in the day, like 2013, 14, those things were great. But then everybody went to Twitter, and then Twitter kind of went away. It's not as hot as it was. So this is kind of fun again. It's just, everybody hanging out. I've been having a blast with it. So, yeah, come over.
Does give you kind of a way to have some exclusivity to who's coming in. I mean, not just, you know, in terms of not excluding people, but, you know.
No, it's just, but it's more. Yeah. And it's just like us all talking. It's like the show just what it is to me. It's like the show doesn't stop when we stop recording. You know what it is? You know, it's like on Tuesdays, we're all hanging out talking about the show. On Thursdays, we're talking about Saturday mornings. You know, people are talking about, you know, hey, you know, on the show, I just listened finally to Monday's show. And we're like, oh, yeah, you know, people are, you know, hey, think about this. And it's really fun. So I've loved it. And we're, you know, we're talking about stuff out, you know, we got a sports board, you know, we've been talking about the basketball games and all kinds of fun stuff. So, yeah, it's good. Come over.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I'll do it, man. I'll make it over there.
All right.
So, well, I just wanted to jump on, ask you that couple things, get an idea about the podcast cruise.
Yeah, we're working on it
because I figured that'd be something to look at here in the near future.
Yeah, it'd be we'll definitely get it in probably the next month. We're working on it. It's just like Pam, she leaves tomorrow for a she's sailing on a Royal cruise. Can't remember what ship. I don't think she's on Icon again. She's already sailed Icon. I'm so jealous of that. that big, big, big ship. But when she gets back, I'm nailing her down. We're getting that thing. Boom. Because I want to get it done, right? I mean, I'm one of those people like, if it isn't, I'm just one of those things, I like to check things off a list. You know, like, it drives me nuts when the things are hanging. But I understand, like, I'm also, I don't ever hardly leave the house. Like, she's got a little different lifestyle than I do. That's why she's the owner and I'm the worker. That's why I always tell her. There's a little hierarchy.
She's a visionary.
Yeah, exactly. She's the boss.
The fact that you laughed like that with that statement makes me know you know exactly what I'm saying.
Well, no, she's the boss, and I'm just the I'm the, you know, I'm the aunt. But I, you know, I'm happy. I'm doing what I like. You know, I have no problem with that. Like, I love where I am. I get to do this. You know, like, hey man, this is totally.
Oh
fine.
Yeah.
I'm taken care of. I'm good. So I'm fine.
It was good to check in with you, Mike.
You too,
I'll
buddy.
Go mourn my Vols and. Let you get on to somebody else.
No, it's all right, man. Hey, don't be a stranger, and you'd be proud of that team. They did well.
All right.
All right, take care, man. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye. Bye. All righty, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395, to give us a yell tonight. And Matt's got a question. Happy Easter, he says, over on YouTube. What is your favorite resort for Christmas time? Matt. There's only one answer to that question. And we all know the answer to that one is, who's going to say it first in the chat? Hang on, I want to see who's going to say it first in the chat. By the way, Lisa, I'm telling you what, the whole state of Alabama is in the chat room tonight. Roll Tide. It's a good thing Scott's not here tonight. Scott would be having a heart attack with tonight's show because he's not the biggest Alabama fan. Who's going to say it first in the chat? Matt, you got to tell him what is the best. There's one definitive answer to the best resort at Christmas time. Oh, Brandon coming in hot with an answer I wasn't expecting. He says Coronado, if you love Feliz Navidad. Not a bad answer, but not what I was thinking. And now, wait a second. This is going off the rails. Now, Stephanie's saying Happy Easter. Okay, Happy Easter, Stephanie. Good to see you. Now, Lisa's coming in with Hollywood Studios. That's not even a resort. I feel like I'm teaching sixth grade again, people. The question is, what is the best resort for Christmas? This is not a hard question. Oh my gosh, it is not. You guys are killing me. You're giving me flashbacks. Hang on, listen. Hang on, caller. Lisa's got the Grand Floridian. No, that is not the right answer. The right answer is what Mark has. He answered his own question. It's Wilderness Lodge. No, Lisa, it could be a Grand Floridian. But Wilderness Lodge. Oh, my God. Brandon says Animal Kingdom Lodge. Okay. But it is Wilderness Lodge. Yes, William. And your beeves almost pulled it out today. The women. They, against South Carolina, almost had it. Chris, Wilderness Lodge. Andrea, Wilderness Lodge. There must have just been so much lag that you couldn't get your answer out. But you guys just gave me teaching sixth grade flashbacks with those answers. I can't take that on a legal holiday. What are you guys doing to me? All right. Next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Kevin from Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. I'm stressed. I'm asking for the best resort, and I'm getting theme parks. I mean, I feel like I'm like back when I was teaching sixth grade. I'd be like, all right, here's how we do long division. Dude, people raise their hand. Kids, I go to the bathroom. I'm like, you can't learn long division if you're in the bathroom, man. I can't teach you if you're down the hall. Let's go. We just went. Stop. Anyway, happy Easter. What's going on?
Man, listen, when you're flying solo, you got to expect it all, right?
That's why I love you guys, because you guys are just, for real, like I'm turning red. What are you doing to me? You're giving me gray hairs, people. More. Anyway, go ahead. So what you got on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
So here's a question for you. So back, I just want to say it was 2 years ago, there was a Disney Comeback Index. You remember this?
Yes, Matt in our Discord was doing it. Matt Pito.
Yes, right. And so the Comeback Index was when is the park all the way back? And my benchmark for that was 1900 Park Fair. That was always my benchmark, right? Because it was one of our favorite restaurants, our favorite character meal. And so that's coming back next week, right?
It is.
So Where are we on that scale? Are we all the way back, or where are we? Because I know Len and Jim on the Disney Dish always say, you know, Schmurz Day was because they're still in the pandemic and they still say it. So where are we? Are we all the way back, or
is that why they say? Because I listened to them. I thought they just said Schmurz Day because you could listen to the podcast any day of the week. That's what I always understood it for, because, you know, podcasts are kind of ambiguous.
Well, I thought they had changed that up. I thought they had said that.
So, oh, maybe. I mean, it could be. It could be. I mean, that's what I'm just always like with podcasts. You know, you can't really say good morning, good afternoon, because who knows when you're listening to this? You could listen at the same time. You know, that's why I love the beauty of podcasts, because you could be listening to the show 10 years down the line, because I listen to shows that are so old and I'm like, man, but no, that's interesting. But I was thinking about this the other day too. What is left? That's a good question. Would it be, okay. Well, so I was trying to think about this on the treadmill.
Go ahead.
No, well, the one thing I would say now, here's my question. Pre-pandemic, were Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach both open at the same time?
I think they were. Is that right?
I can't remember. Maybe they had only had one open before that, but I don't know. See, that'd be some, because the other day I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, what do we have right now? Because you're right. I was thinking the exact same question you have. Now the Grand Floridian is going to be back open. What are we missing that is...
So my daughter tonight, we were, as she was, you know, kind of getting settled and everything, we actually have one of the Birnbaum books for kids. I think it was 23, the book, just to kind of, you know, just go through it, whatever. And she was asking me questions from the book. And she said, where are you most likely to meet Tinkerbell? And I said, oh, Town Square. I said, but she's not there. So I said, that was one of them that I don't think she's back there. Is that right?
I don't think so. And also Alfred says the afternoon tea's not back. That is correct. Cause we did that pre-pandemic at the Grand Floridian. There's no afternoon tea. That is correct. I'm trying to see like major things though. Like spa services are back at the Grand Floridian, you know, like the stuff you wouldn't think of, like all the golfing stuff is back. I mean, that was always there because that was stuff you could do. Like that was like stuff that was there during the heart of COVID. Andrea says some of the tours are not back. Is the steam train tour back?
Okay.
I don't think the steam train tour is back. Now that I think about it, because I haven't heard anybody talk about that tour. And I did that tour pre-COVID. I did that like in 2018. That's a good tour. Yeah, that's a good one.
I was thinking about it tonight when she said to me, where do you meet Tinkerbell? And I said, oh, well, I don't think you can just yet. So... which I don't understand why it's not back, because that was a pretty popular one. That was a good attraction, or a good meet and greet. So
yeah, that's interesting. Because
you were flying solo tonight, I thought I would throw that question out to see what our percentage is right now. Because I looked it up and I couldn't find the comeback index. So I don't know if he's still doing it, or are we at 99.6%, or what's the deal now?
Yeah, we need an update. And like Brandon says up in New Hampshire, he says, you know, the cast member trait the cast member to guest pin trading comes back, I believe, this week, because they were not allowed to do that interaction until I think it starts like on the 3rd of April. That they're allowed. So there's another, that's a major thing, you know, because that's a big deal to a lot of folks. Yeah. Not much. I mean, it's crazy about it. I mean, we're in 2024. So that's been four years.
Right.
It's wild. But then again, it doesn't seem, I mean, it seems like forever, but then it seems like it was just yesterday too. It's weird how time works that way.
Same thing. Yeah.
So, I'm glad it's forever.
That was my question for the night. I knew you were flying solo and you needed a little bit of a helping hand.
So. Kevin, you're killing me though, because it's one of those questions though, that I'll be laying in bed tonight, like right before I'm trying to go to sleep. I'll be thinking about this like for an hour laying in bed when I need to go to sleep. Like these are the kind of questions that will drive me crazy. Like I'll be like, because you know what,
so
I'll do
the littlest thing might not be back open
100%, because what I'll do is I'll go park to park and I'll go like land to land. I'll be like, okay, all right, what's in the Magic Kingdom that's not open right now? I'll be like, okay, what's in Adventureland? Like I'll break it down and I'll be like, who cares? Like, go to sleep, Mike, it's 11:30, you're getting up at 4:45. Like, who cares? Go to bed. Like,
well, just let Matt do that calculation for you, and then you can sleep well at night.
I will. Yeah, Matt, help us out, man. We got to know. Yeah, because I don't get enough sleep as it is. And you just killed me tonight. So, and I've already got too much ham in my belly. I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Happy Easter to the family. Yeah, you too, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. That's a great question. What are we still missing that is not back open? Now, the 1900 Park Fair is back. It's back, baby. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Aaron from Kansas City.
I thought I saw a 314 area code.
Yeah, I'm a St. Louis native that lives in Kansas City now.
Okay, I was going to say, you tricked me there. I thought you were calling from St. Louis here. No, hey.
My parents still live in Wildwood, but I'm in Kansas City now.
That'll work. That'll work. Not bad. All right. So what's going on out on the west side of Missouri?
Oh, not too much. I'm a teacher finishing up spring break, so I go back to reality tomorrow.
Hang on. Gotta give you one. My wife's the same way. Well, here's the deal. My daughter had spring break last week, high school kid, sophomore. She doesn't have to go back to school till Wednesday because the teachers have professional development tomorrow and then election day on Tuesday. And they use their school for elections. Who cares? Like, you can still go to school. I'm like, God, you guys never go to school. And my wife has PD tomorrow. Yeah. So, you guys have PED tomorrow at least? Like, do you get to ease back in?
No, we're, full on back in. Oh,
dude, they're just like, get in. That's not cool. Your kid, here's the good news. People always said, this is one of the myths I always said about teaching, because I taught sixth grade forever. People were always like, I never want to teach the kids the day after Halloween. Like, I would never want to do that. Honest to God, that was one of the best days to teach. The kids were always kind of super tired the day after Halloween.
They're like half asleep.
Yes.
So.
Yes. But Halloween day, my camera's out of focus. Halloween day was crazy. Halloween day, you should have got paid double. But the day after Halloween, totally fine. Like, they were just either crashed from all the sugar or they're wiped out. So anyway, but. There you go.
Totally agree.
So good luck tomorrow and enjoy your last few hours. What you got on your mind?
So my family is going to Disney World this summer. We're going July 30th through August 5th, staying 6 nights at All-Star Movies.
Nice.
And my question was on our last day, we're checking out, but we have a park ticket that day. Our flight's not till 8 p.m., and so my question was, what do you do kind of that last day if you've got essentially like a 2/3 day at a park? We'll have two kids that are 6 and 2.5, and this is our first time going with kids. So I was just kind of curious of, like, what do you do kind of that last day? What park would you recommend going to if you kind of want to have fun but not, completely tire everybody out before going home?
See, I wouldn't worry about tiring them out too much, though, because they could sleep on the plane. You know what I'm saying? And that might be to everybody's advantage, right? Because, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, hot, too. But the thing is, you're not going to have the pool to go back to. Well, you could go back to the pool, but then you're going to have to worry about the whole, like, what are you going to do with your wet suits? And, because that'd be a mess. It depends. But for that last park day that day, I would totally do the Magic Kingdom. It's just the essence of Walt Disney World, and go back to, that would be the day I pick up kind of my all-stars. That's what I always consider. My last day, I always consider it like my all-star day. I go back to my favorites. I skip everything that I don't like. So that day I would do like Haunted Mansion, Pirates. I would do the stuff that doesn't have super long lines too. Like Pirates is a lot, especially that time of year. It could have a little bit of a long line, but it's inside. It's dark. It's cool. It's comfortable to kind of wait in line. It's not terrible because it's cool in there. Haunted Mansions, always moving. Small World, your kids get a kick out of that. That's not terrible. Go see Carousel Progress. Ride the People Mover. Do stuff where you're not just waiting in line a lot, but just constantly moving and just kind of take it as a, and maybe do a sit down meal at that last day to kind of celebrate the end of the trip. Maybe a character meal.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't been with kids before, so we're kind of looking for some input on kind of a last fun day.
Here's the thing too. I hate to recommend this because it is so dang expensive, but like, if you really want to kind of blow it out and really have kind of a great last day, I would go to the Magic Kingdom and like have a good fun morning, like into the early afternoon, and maybe finish like with like a late lunch over at Contemporary with like Chef Mickey's for like a lunch, and then kind of wrap it up and go back home, you know, go back to your hotel, grab your bags and go to the airport. Because then you would wrap it up with like one final good meal. You'd have all five characters. The kids get a huge kick out of that. That meal is expensive. But I mean, what a way to finish your trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, you all the characters and you're heading home. But I mean, I hate to recommend it because it's so expensive. But I mean, it is. It's really cool. Kids love it.
Yeah.
So that's just
thank
a thought.
You. I appreciate it.
I mean, you can look at it and decide on your own. I mean, the last time I went there and they handed me the bill, I almost had a heart attack. So I can tell you, I was like, I mean, I'm cheap. I was just like, whew.
Why
well,
didn't you? We're, you know, staying at All Stars. So
I stay at Pop Century. You know, I'm right with you. I'm, you know, my wife's a teacher and I was a teacher. I get it. We're probably exactly the same. Yeah, I get it.
I did want to share a quick story my dad told me. I was in St. Louis this weekend, and we were just kind of reminiscing about Disney trips when I was a kid, and I was talking about Carousel of Progress. It kind of came up like Tomorrowland. And my dad was telling me, he had talked about this before. He went to the World's Fair that was in New York when he was a kid.
64.
And he mentioned, he rode Carousel of Progress when it was there at the World's Fair. And he'd never mentioned that my entire life, but I just thought that was a really cool thing to have experienced the Carousel of Progress at the World's Fair, you know, before it got moved to a park.
So he just casually drops this on you, like, yeah, I wrote that in New York, in Flushing Meadows.
I'm like, we went to Disney when I was a kid. He'd never brought that up when we were at a park. And then this past week when I was visiting in St. Louis, he just kind of casually dropped that. And I was like, that's super cool. They have, you know, experienced it in its, you know, intention of being at a World's Fair before it went to a park.
Well, so you got to make sure, though, that you take your kids on the Carousel of Progress at least at some point during this vacation and at least get the picture because, you know, it's like a generational thing at this point.
Yeah. So, yeah, he experienced it as like a 10-year-old at the World's Fair, you know, back in the 60s.
That is so cool. What a connection, man. And that's ironic. I mean, that's such a dad thing to do, though. Like, you know, seeing it from a dad's point of view, like, I wrote that back. And, you know, here be the dad, like at Christmas this year, you know, you're sitting there passing out gifts or something. He's like, yeah, no, Walt Disney was kind of sitting next to me when I wrote it.
Definitely something he would do.
Yeah, I also did World of Motion too, you know, in Small World. That'd be so funny. But then I'd be like, I need pictures. You're lying. With my dad, I'd be like, okay, now you pushed it too far. Oh, that's so funny. You guys can have a great trip. So any, like, do the kids know? Like, are they getting, especially the older child, getting excited? Or what's the level of anticipation for the trip?
Well, we have told them we're going to Florida. We have not said that specifically in Florida yet. So I'm very excited. I've been looking up, you know, the countdown of days, but they don't know yet.
So we're
excited to take them.
That's awesome.
For the first time.
What are you looking forward to, like personally, because you're taking your kids and you're going down and, you know, you're grinding through the end of the school year. You got, you know, this is the survive in advance part of the school year. You just one day at a time. Got to get to the, you know, end of the year and all that stuff, but it's a great reward too. And it's a great way to then end of the summer too. I like this, but like, what do you hope happens? I mean, obviously you're going to have a good time over at movies, the resort and stuff, but I mean, do you have anything specifically you hope happens for this vacation?
I think I always loved Epcot. Even when I was a little kid, we would go about every 5-6 years when I was a kid. And I always loved Epcot. Last time when my husband and I went, we went in 2015, and Pirates was closed for refurbishment, which was just devastating to me. It was always one of my favorite rides as a kid. So I'm looking forward to getting to do that. And then just try out, you know, some new dining and that kind of stuff. I've been listening to the show for probably the last 9 months or so, and just have heard lots of recommendations of things. So just excited to get to try some different experiences.
That's awesome. Well, hey, don't be a stranger, and I hope you guys have fun planning it here up to this, you know, through the summer. And, you know, if you have any other questions, give us a call back. And if I don't talk to you before the trip, I hope you guys have the best trip ever and make so many memories.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed the Discord has been super helpful. I've posted a few questions, and it's a really helpful place to get tips. You know, if you've ever gone with kids, everyone's very eager to give input, and I've liked it a lot.
Nice. What's your name over there? I can't keep the screen name straight with everybody over there.
Aaron.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll be looking for you. Well, thanks for hanging out with us over there, because I'm kind of learning it myself. I'm not real hip to Discord, but I'm trying to figure it out, and it's been fun.
Yeah, I've liked it.
All right, cool. Well, I'll see you over there then. And you need to go get ice cream or something tonight. Spring break's not over yet.
thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for doing what you do for the kids. Hang in there. All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We always love our teachers here on the Be Our Guest podcast because they work too hard and don't get paid enough. We know that around the world. And especially the teachers that have 6 hours left of spring break. All right, we have time for about one more call at 407-413-9395, and I think we have it. And let's see who's our last call tonight. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Brandon up in New Hampshire. How are you?
Hey, Brandon, it's going great. Happy Easter to you. What's going on?
Happy Easter to you, too. I heard you have a belly full of ham, which is what we did, too. We did the ham, mashed potatoes, and vegetables. My wife makes an amazing ham gravy, which I never heard of when I was a kid.
Sounds good. Hey, you know what? We get the honey baked ham from like the honey baked ham store. But a few years ago, we got like a, you know, my wife, she got like a coupon. So we got a little bitty turkey with it, like a little baby turkey that's a honey baked turkey. It's hot take. It's better than the ham. Just telling you. So good.
I don't doubt that. Ham is one of those maybe twice a year things for us. It's not our favorite food in the world, but, you know, I'll eat turkey 10 times a year. It doesn't have to be relinquished to just to Thanksgiving by any means or Liberty Tree Tavern.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying I've had lots of meats today, and now I'm like kind of down here, and it's 82 here in St. Louis today. So I'm kind of sweating right next to
me. Oh, well, you're much better off than us. We're at like 44 here in New Hampshire with snowstorms coming on Wednesday and Thursday.
Now we got hail coming tomorrow. So because it's going to drop down to the 50s. So we just got to, you know, it's one of those things, it's spring in Missouri. So here it comes. You're telling us.
Absolutely. Same thing here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, I have a quick question for you. I have this weird memory from when I went to the parks back in the 90s when I was doing the Disney Magic Music days, 96 and 98. Do you recall, or is this something, a fake memory in my head, when Muppets Vision had an extended queue, I want to say off to the right side of the building, where they had like fake movie posters where the Muppets were almost like what the Bugs Life ride does. Had movie cues in the switchbacks back and forth, and they had little holes in the wall where you could look through the wall and you could see different things. Am I remembering this correctly, or am I just absolutely bonkers for remembering this?
No, they had all kinds of gags back there, because I've stood in that area for a couple of different things. Okay, now not for Muppets. There's an extended queue. I don't know if it's still there, but I think it is. It is. It's to the right of Muppet Vision 3D, and there's actually even like some like HVAC ducts back there that are painted different colors that almost look like monsters that are like sight gags. There's the movie posters you spoke about that, you know, have that reference, like, you know, TV shows of the day, you know, with like different takes of them, kind of like they're in the pre-show movies, like you said, like little holes and so forth. But yeah, that extended queue had just as many gags as like the queue when you go inside, like with the key under the mat and all that, you know, the Annette Funicello,
yeah,
all
the
that
net
stuff.
Full of jello.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it continued out into the extended queue. The two things I remember standing in that extended line for was, God, it was like what was it called? It was like a Christmas show. In a different, like in a theater, there was like a theater of the stars or something back in there. It was a comedy Christmas show, like an improv Christmas show. That's where you stood in line for that in the extended queue. And I stood in line there for one of the, I want to say for Rise of the Resistance, like way, way back in the day, we stood in line there for Rise of the Resistance one time. It was wild. Like that's how far back we were.
So it still exists.
It does. I think, I mean, it did. It did.
In 2019,
yeah, it did. So. Yeah. Recently. So I think it is still there. Maybe look on Google Earth. I don't know.
I was wondering, can you actually go back there and do those sight gags still exist? Or is it just like turned into a plain queue with plain walls or something like that? Like you said, for Rise, you know, cause I, again, this was back in the '90s. I just seem to remember entering on that right hand side. And I remember there like being spray painted walls and yeah. movie posters,
yep.
like I said, with the Bugs Life ride in Animal Kingdom. But
yes.
It was, you know, the Muppets versions of these different movies and stuff like that. I have not really looked it up online because I hope this is something that is an actual memory and not a mental confliction inside my head. It just, to me, it seems like I remember there being more to the queue versus just the inside queue.
No, you're absolutely right. And that was there at least in the last 5 to 7 years. Cause I've been in that and it was still there. It's rarely used, but it is off to the right. It's kind of between, it's like between where you would go, like that. So like the Grand Avenue entrance to Galaxy's Edge there, if you look right. to the left between that and Muppet Vision 3D is where the queue would be.
Yeah. Kind of where those little carts sit out at the end of Grand Avenue.
Right. Right. Yes. And it's as far as I know, it's still there. It's just never used.
Galaxy's Edge.
Yes. It's just, yeah. As you walk into Galaxy's Edge there from Grand Avenue, it'd be on your left, but it's just not ever used. As far as I know, there's just not a reason to use it.
But do you know that if you, I'm curious, can you walk into it if you wanted to,
I don't
or
think
is it
so.
Only in use when it's needed to be used?
Yeah. I don't think you can get into it. No, I don't think you can get into it. I think it's just
you.
There. Yeah. But I think they just used it, like I said, because they had like a temp show back there for Christmas. It was like an improv show and there was like a theater. And it was like a temporary theater too. I can't remember what that building was. Like it was a building because it was in the back of the park. But I remember we went and saw like this improv. Like it was like an improv show, but it was a Christmas themed improv show, and it was awesome. But I know it wasn't in the theater where they did American Idol Experience, where they do Frozen sing along now. It was in the back,
right? Right.
And that's where we stood in line for it, and we stood in line a long time. But it was in the Muppets extended queue. And those, because I remember you saw the posters and like the HVAC was all painted green and had like monsters on it. Yeah, it was there.
I mean, I remember like the weird spray painted things on the fences and you could look through certain holes,
yeah.
you know, and you could see something behind it, you know, whether it be another Muppet or like a poster for something else too. Well, I'm glad you validated that.
No, I mean,
this thought in my head for years as I go back to Disney and I keep looking over to that right hand side and I never see anything that I can picture in my head from 96 and 98 and I'm a huge Muppets nerd, but I keep looking over there. I'm like, did that really exist over there? Or am I just picturing this in my head?
Well, hey, either it's there or we're both crazy. So one of the two, it could be both.
Hey, either way, I'm happy with the answer. Maybe we're just both nuts.
It could be. I mean, there's better than a 50% chance of that. So who knows?
Yeah, there you go. I'm happy with that. And I will have to advocate that. I will say that we always stop at Pizza Rizzo's when we're in Hollywood Studios. We are not huge pizza people, but we go in there for a snack and you get your little cup of the Caesar salad. We go upstairs to the ball, you know, the dancing room, you know, from the wedding reception, stuff like that. To me, the theming is worth walking into that place, even
Agreed.
Though it's probably one of the worst rated pizza restaurants on Disney property. The theming, the atmosphere, just the nostalgia for that place, it draws us back every time.
I'm a former wedding reception DJ, so just going upstairs just takes me back to so many mother-daughter or father-daughter dances and dollar dances here in the Midwest and all the weddings that I would spend for 4 hours playing Michael Bolton and the Righteous Brothers. So.
That's great. And looking at the sign outside the reception room and looking at where the letters used to be,
yes!
the shadow letters, as
yes!
I like to call them, and you start reading that stuff,
yes!
it's absolutely hilarious. The wedding of Phil and Lil, and you start really reading into that stuff. It's just amazing lore.
Well, what's funny is, like, I mean, that style of sign is exactly like what they would have at, like, probably 50% of the halls that I would DJ at. Like that would be the sign that would, because you know, most of the places I would DJ here in the Midwest would be like multi-room banquet halls. So when guests would come in, they would have to make sure that they went into the correct ballroom, right? Or else you would end up like, yep, just like absolutely. That. You would yep. be like, who
walk
are these
into
people?
The wrong reception.
I don't know these people. Like, and all of a sudden you're eating yep. your muscacholi, you know, and like, oh my God, oh, you know, we're supposed to be having turkey. You know, what's going on?
But, I want to salute and I want to send a toast out to the bride and groom. Oh crap, I'm in the wrong room.
That's really bad. If you're the DJ, that's horrible. Exactly. Wait a second. I'm not your DJ. Sorry.
Oh, wrong script. Sorry. Wrong list of songs. You know, you wanted Mexican music, and here I'm playing Phil Collins.
Yes. Yes. It's in the air tonight, baby.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Mike, I thank you for either creating the illusion that we're both crazy or you remember the same thing that I remembered. So
whatever it takes.
I appreciate that. Appreciate the show. Appreciate what you guys do. And thank you for being my travel agent, obviously. But I just had to get that memory put out there because I have no one else to confirm that with.
Hey, we'll just we'll keep it quiet and it exists. We'll say that.
We'll say it exists for you and I personally, at least right. Anyway.
Hey, it works for me. All right, Brandon, happy
absolutely.
Easter. And you guys
well,
take care.
Easter, buddy. Have a good night.
We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. That's good. Do it for tonight, man. That was a fun hour. Thanks so much for the calls. Thanks for the conversation. And don't forget, the conversation continues. And especially for Peter, who's tuned in over on YouTube, says, how do I get on the Discord? It's very simple. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Discord and it'll jump you right over to the page and just sign up there. Just ask you for a screen name. It's really not even a sign up. It's the easiest thing in the world. And then it'll throw you right into the general room, which is kind of the welcome room. And then you just look on the left-hand side. There's just a list of rooms there. And you just pick your room you want to just hop into. You can go to the Walt Disney World theme park room, the resort room, where you talk about all the hotels. You can go to the cruise line room. You can go to the Disneyland room. You can jump into Sports Center. That's where we all talk about sports. You can go to the living room where we just talk about life. You talk about my corner of the world. We have all kinds of rooms. So just peruse around. And whenever you want to talk, this right there, there's a chat box. Just jump in, introduce yourself, and let's have a good time. Say hey to everybody. Everybody's so friendly. It's just our listeners. It's like this chat. It's like our live call-in shows, but in real time, 24/7, 365. And animated GIFs all the time. And photos. It's fun. We're getting to know each other. It's great. So come on over, brguestpodcast.com/Discord. Don't forget, the show's been coming out this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And let me tell you, this week, we're going to have a special panelist. I'm excited. We have a special guest. I cannot be more excited joining Ricky and myself on Wednesday and Friday show. So you're going to get a new voice on the show and a new perspective. So we're going to be excited for that. Thomas is joining us. I can't wait for that. And also, what else do we have going on this week? We'll have another live show next Sunday night. So don't forget to join us. Scott will be back and he has had 10 days at Walt Disney World Coronado Springs. He did Keys to the Kingdom tour, just ate at Flying Fish last night, had a great time. So any questions for Scott about his trip next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central and all the places, please join us for that. And don't forget, our show is brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation for no cost to you. Absolutely free. Where are you going to get a deal like that? Seriously, no cost to you. So just swing by the website today over at themagicforless.com, and I'll be helping you plan that vacation if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, which I know you will, please. And also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you. Thank you very much to our patrons who make all these shows possible. You guys, you know, $5 a month, it really supports us. It helps pay for our bandwidth, our hosting for the audio show, for all this video bandwidth so that we can put this out here so you can tune in live, call in live. We try to put out the best podcast we can as much as possible so that we can have a great community and do great things. And we really take this seriously, and it's because of your support that we can do this. And also as a thank you, we give our patrons a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. So if you'd like to join us for that, coming over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right. You can follow me on the social media at BeOurGuestMike. I would love it if you give me a follow on Twitter. That'd be great this week at Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Also on Instagram, same handle at BeOurGuestMike. And I'm also on Threads as well. All right. Time to get out of here and we'll see you this week on the shows. Appreciate you guys being there. I'll catch you over on Discord. All right. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.